Tiger Woods, as he kind of blew up on Saturday and then wasn't any better on Sunday. So let's call Tiger. We still have a number for him and his hotel room out there in San Francisco. See how he's dealing with not winning yet another major. 3 years, 4 years now.
Hello?
Yeah, Tiger Woods, please.
This is Tiger speaking.
Hey, Tiger. It's the Musers from the Ticket in Dallas. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can we hear you? Can you hear us, Tiger?
Hello?
Seriously?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us, Tiger?
I got you now.
Oh, okay.
What's going on, Tiger?
And he's gone.
Okay. Let's try to reconnect with Tiger. We still have that phone number. So let's call Tiger's hotel room out in San Francisco. At least we know he's alive. We heard his voice.
Yeah.
So he hasn't taken the loss too hard.
He sounded like he was in a somewhat decent mood.
What's happening here?
Well, we're trying to reconnect. I see Fernando dialing.
All right, let's call Tiger's hotel room in San Francisco. Let's just pretend the last 2 minutes didn't happen.
Yeah.
Calling Tiger Woods to talk about the U.S. Open.
Hello?
Yes, Tiger Woods, please.
Good God. Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Well, that was a serious screw-up, wasn't it?
Yeah, not too bad.
Well, I guess everybody's happy that the white guy wearing a polo shirt won.
I don't know about that.
Your beloved U.S. Open. Oh, Webb Simpson. You know, what a ridiculous name, Webb Simpson.
Well, you go by Tiger.
Because think about it. Tiger is a natural nickname. Webb Simpson, that's just a cheap attempt to capitalize on the internet crowd.
I don't think that was the idea behind the name, but...
I'm going to change my name to googlewoods.com. Maybe then people will cheer for me.
Well, the gallery was kind of behind you this weekend. I think they wanted to see you make a run. You just couldn't do it.
Yeah, but then that little pretty boy, he makes a surge, and I think people started cheering for him. At least that's what I noticed in the gallery. But you know what? That little pretty boy can kiss my semi-black ass.
Now, come on, he seems like a nice kid.
Yeah, I guess so. And you're right, George. I should probably be gracious. So I'll just say, congrats, Webb. You're only 13 majors behind me.
Come on, it's his first one. Remember how you felt after your first title?
Whatever. He'll never catch me, just like I'll never catch Jack now.
Don't give up on that.
You still got plenty of time, Tiger.
You know, and even though I lost, at least Phil lost more.
I guess you could say that.
And I always tell my kids, I always say there's some things more important than winning, namely Phil Mickelson losing.
Well, he had a tough time, there's no doubt about it. That course seemed pretty tough, too.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. You know, and I think Phil, I forget what it was, finally. I think he was 16 over.
Yep, 16 over.
Yeah.
And I was only 7 over.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, I haven't been 16 over in a tournament in ever. Hell damn, even on the Mike Douglas show, when I was 3, I was only 2 over on that show. Thank you, Jody.
There's no Jody on the show. It's George and Craig.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
And did you see Jim Furyk?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the news about him?
What's that?
That 5-hour energy drink dropped him, and now he's been picked up by 2.5 energy drinks. Damn, 2.5-hour energy drink. Damn hell.
Yeah, he kind of fell apart on the back nine, too.
Yeah, that course sucks. You mentioned it a little bit earlier, and you know, it really does suck. Anytime you got a course where you can lose a ball on the top of a tree,
yeah,
it sucks. The only good thing about that course is that it was Phil who lost his ball at the top of the tree. And Jody, did you see the funny bird man?
Yeah. I don't know how funny that was. That was too bad, I thought.
You liked it. I thought it was so funny. It was actually a buddy of mine that I paid $5,000 to do that.
Come on, why do you want to do that?
Because I wanted somebody to shut that Webb Simpson up.
Man, don't hold it against the guy for playing some good golf.
Elon won't let me see the kids.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're sorry to hear that.
What happened there?
I don't know. She says they're VJ Sings anyway.
Oh, gosh. Come on. Don't take the loss that hard.
Did you know that the whole time we were married, Elon wouldn't even let me see her boobies?
That's hard to believe.
Know
but...
that.
And we only kissed once, and that was when she mistook me for our bodyguard when the lights went out one time.
Oh, gosh.
Well, maybe you're better off away from her.
Needless to say, it was a loveless marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know who I wish could have seen me compete on Father's Day yesterday?
Who?
My dad.
Oh. Yep.
The large decomposing black mass that was such an insufferable drunk that he's probably drinking his own embalming fluid right now, and that while alive got so horny that he held a Vietnamese nail salon operator at knife point until she agreed to quit driving poorly long enough to allow him to lay on top of her and introduce his genetic material into her payway spicy womb, which caused a big tooth hostess banger to slowly start growing inside her until it finally gained enough strength to part her labia with its goblin Asian hands and crawl out into the world to dominate golf, eat candy, and talk to you on the phone.
That had to be the longest one ever.
He would have been alive yesterday if he hadn't died.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, sorry about that, Tiger.
You parted the womb with your own hands?
I do miss him so. All right, I have to go now, Musers.
Okay.
I've got to place another failed phone call. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, see ya. There's Tiger.